From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Monday, September 23rd. The North State had a brief break from the heat, but this week is heating up. NSPR's Ken Duvall has the details.
It looked like things had finally started to cool off last week with daytime highs below normal, but Sarah Perdue with the National Weather Service in Sacramento says this week they'll be higher.
The next few days, we're going to see a gradual warming trend to temperatures, high temperatures that are above normal for the time of year by anywhere from 5 to 10 degrees, depending on where you're at in interior Northern California.
Today and tomorrow will be the warmest, with highs in Chico and Redding forecast to be in the mid to upper 90s. The average temperature for this time of year is around 90 degrees. Purdue says this warming trend is projected to last into early October. This summer has been the warmest on record for Northern California. Redding hit its highest recorded temperature at a blistering 119 degrees during a prolonged heat wave in July. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
Cal Fire law enforcement have arrested one of their own employees for setting several small wildfires in Northern California. Officers arrested 38-year-old Robert Hernandez of Healdsburg Friday on charges of arson to forest land. He is a Cal Fire fire apparatus engineer. Hernandez is suspected of starting 5 wildfires while he was off duty between August 15th and September 14th in the areas around Geyserville, Healdsburg, and Windsor. All 5 fires combined burned less than an acre of wildland after residents and firefighters quickly responded to put them out. And in other news, North State residents will soon have an opportunity to join in events that celebrate the region's wilderness and national parks. NSPR's Eric Adams has more on National Public Lands Day.
On September 28th, North State residents will be able to help celebrate their love for the region's wild places. They'll also be able to enjoy free entrance to national parks and some other public lands. This year's National Public Lands Day theme is Together for Tomorrow. Monique Ray, partnership coordinator for the Shasta Trinity National Forest, says that means volunteers can help ensure the land is preserved for future generations.
We try to make sure that they have all the tools to be successful, with hands-on guidance and specialists that could be there to tell them a little bit about the area and also be able to guide the volunteer experience as well.
Volunteers can help by picking up trash and clearing invasive weeds. Events are planned in Redding, Shasta Lake, Dunsmuir, Weaverville, and other communities across the North State. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
Crews will be doing a routine inspection of the Orville Dam spillway chute this week. The Department of Water Resources says engineers will examine the spillway's concrete slabs and joint sealant, among other things. Maintenance will follow later on in the fall based on inspection results and reservoir levels. Residents can expect to see crews pressure washing the spillway and engineers traversing it on foot during this time. The DWR said routine inspections happen on the main spillway once a year. In 2017, heavy rainfall damaged the main spillway and the emergency spillway and led to the evacuation of around 180,000 people downstream along the Feather River. Also, a project in Red Bluff will commemorate where a historic Chinatown once stood. According to reporting by the Red Bluff Daily News, the City Council approved the project last week. It will add at least 11 historic markers along Rio, Walnut, and Hickory Streets. That's where Red Bluff's Chinatown once stood. The markers will be placed along sidewalks and describe the history of the area. Like Red Bluff, many other Northern California communities had thriving Chinatowns, including Marysville and Oroville. Some can be traced back to the 1850s. And finally, in state legislative news, a new poll shows California voters are almost evenly split on 2 housing-related measures appearing on the ballot this fall. Cap Radio's Megan Myskowski reports that voters have rejected similar proposals in the past.
One of the ballot measures, Prop 33, would give local governments more authority to set rent control policies. Mark Baldessari is the survey director at the Nonpartisan Public Policy Institute of California. His team polled voters on ballot measures, including this one.
If you ask people in concept how they feel about rent control, you get a more favorable response than this measure does. And it's probably because people are looking at this measure in terms of who are the supporters, who are the opponents.
Similar voter initiatives failed by a wide margin in 2018 and 2020. Right now, 51% of voters support it and 46% don't, according to the survey. Prop 5 was even tighter. That one would make it easier for local governments to approve bonds, especially for affordable housing. the survey showed 49% of voters are in favor and 50% oppose it. Baldessari says the people who stand to benefit the most are often less likely to vote.
They'll have a great impact on renters. They'll have a great impact on younger Californians.
He also says he's looking to see if these measures will motivate more people from those groups to turn out. Megan Myskowski, Cap Radio News.
And those are your headlines for Monday, September 23rd. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ava Noor Grove.